from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot wrap.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Minutes. He checks in from down in Jacksonville. Griff, a little bit later, hour number three on this Tuesday edition. Yeah, Blake will be with us tomorrow. Also, Brett Ciancia. And I'll get Blake to talk about Wes Johnson way more eloquently than I can. Pitching coach there at LSU. My question about Georgia, and I think we all have to question this, is, and I know they've had some recent announcements, they're throwing some money at it with renovations and things, but is there really a sincere commitment? That's the question. Going and getting a new coach is fine. That's fine. Okay, I'm good, but I need to know where your heart is. Now, I'm not saying anything can supplant football. Football is the front door to the university. It's not the law school. It's not the med school or whatever you may have on any campus across America. In this part of the country, the football program is the doorstep. It's the front door to the university. So that's always going to be the case, and I get that. But at Georgia, you shouldn't be lacking in other sports like basketball, which is almost unwatchable some years, and baseball, which can have a moment or two and certainly has history of winning, but not so much right now. And that's a shame. So to me, that's more important than who they went and got. But if you need info on Wes, then we'll get that coming up when Blake's on with us more eloquently on Wednesday. I know if you're a Georgia fan, you're excited about it because it's a new dude coming in. He's been at a place that's successful, and that's LSU. So that part's fun. I get it. No, I totally understand it. Jim and Jupiter talking about Clemson getting Sammy Brown. Linebacker, he says, has been devalued in today's game. Unless you're a rush linebacker, getting the best linebacker out there doesn't mean what it used to. Wish that were not the case, but it is. Well, this kid can go. This kid is a rugged athlete. He can go sideline to sideline. I don't know about his rush skills, but this dude is one of those. He's a volume tackler is what he is. And he's already got the size and everything else. He'll do well. Got to remember, Clemson, for the most part, their problems have not been on that side of the ball where Sammy Brown's going to be playing. It's the other side of the ball where they've had their issues at basically almost every position. You could say Clemson the last couple of years on offense has not been good enough at almost every offensive position, starting obviously with quarterback. Georgia Dog said, Bill, the linebacker room there in Athens is stacked. I hate that Brown's not committed, not coming, but Georgia got Justin Green out of Lawrenceville, Georgia, a defensive lineman that Rusty said was a must-get for Kirby. 6'4", 260 from Lawrenceville, Mountain View, class of 2024. And that was a big get for Georgia. Yeah, you're not, look, Georgia not getting somebody doesn't hurt them. It's a huge get, and it would be a good get if Georgia got him. But that's not, look, that's not Georgia's entire universe. Georgia's entire universe is built, it's been built, and it's in place. They're in good shape. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, the softball championship is set. The national championship is set. That's OU versus Florida State. Starts Wednesday. They'll play three games if necessary. They'll play Wednesday, Thursday, if necessary, Friday. Oklahoma beat Tennessee. Tennessee then beat Oklahoma State, and then they had to play Florida State, had to win two, couldn't. They didn't win the first game, did they? Anyways, been a heck of a year for Lady Vol softball. It has. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, Georgia going out and getting a pitching coach shows you they are not committed to baseball. Tell the truth. We've had some naysayers here. Johnny Vegas, Wes Johnson has been a career pitching coach, and LSU's bullpen is a dumpster fire. Bill, that's a questionable hire. Goes on to say, feels like Georgia tried to get out on the cheap here. Could be good, but also could go the other way. Georgia had an opportunity to spend some money and get a good established coach. Well, how this works out's unclear, okay? It's very unclear. And again, I don't know what's happening with Dan McDonald at Louisville. He has been very vocal about not being happy about their commitment, and he's had them on a national level for a while. Now, if I had an opening, and I'm not speaking for Georgia, but I'm just telling you, if I had an opening and I had the resources, I'm going right to him and getting a pulse reading. And if it's $1 million or more, I'm paying it. Now, again, that has nothing to do with Georgia. I'm just saying, I'm wondering what his situation is like right now as far as his considering moving on. Because it's simmered down a little bit. Mike, who goes by the name Wrigley Field Vol. Bill, I'm glad I made my downtown Knoxville hotel reservations fully refundable, or I'd be going crazy right now talking about for the potential super regional host site. We'll find that out in a little less than 2 hours. Unless somebody leaks it. That could happen. But the host schools will be released at 9 Central, 10 Eastern time. We already know five of them because of the rules in place. And that's if you're a top 8 seed and you win your regional, you host. That'd be Baton Rouge, Gainesville, Charlottesville, Palo Alto, and Winston-Salem. Think I got that right. There's three in doubt. The main one, now, because we're here, we're in the South, there is a bias. Yes, I admit it. That'd be Hattiesburg or Knoxville. And Wrigley Field Vol says, well, my reservation is fully refundable, Bill. I'm good. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, Marvin Jones and Derrick Brooks, two of the iconic, not only linebacker names, but names in the history of Florida State football, iconic names. He said they would not be the superstars today due to the way the game is played now. They'd still be really good, and they'd be good in the NFL too, he says. But the game has taken away the importance of their game. I don't know. Those two right there. Hoptown Boy, Kentucky beat Indiana to clinch their region. They got to go to Baton Rouge. Bill, late to the show, is Blake ready for this smoke? Just hope it's a competitive super regional. It's all gravy for Kentucky right now. Paul Skeens up first. Hurricane Mario, Bill, upset about my Hurricanes, but if Tennessee hosts the Supers, I may head to Knoxville this weekend to drink some Dickel. I don't have Cosby Cattleman's phone number. I have his email. If you want to meet him for some Dickel. But see, we don't even know if they host yet. We don't have that answer. All right, quick note. We got a break here in a couple of minutes. Adam's been working on this for months, and he just so happens to be with us this morning. We have added a new sponsor to the show. It's called Zen Sports. That's Z-E-N Sports. And it's a gambling app. They are new. They are new to the state of Tennessee. They had to apply to get into a state that's legalized gambling, which Tennessee is one of them. You have to apply and you have to get it approved. And there's a process here recently, just recently, they got approved. The only state that they applied for. And the only state at the moment that they have interest in is the state of Tennessee. And the potential this state has. Zen Sports is a new sponsor on the show. You'll hear me more tomorrow about them. And it's very exciting. We're supposed to have a teleconference today, Adam and myself and those folks. And we're going to get into detail about what the spots are going to look like and everything here on the show. But I was reading through, and they've got some exciting promotions. Now, if you're not in this state, then you cannot participate. At some point, maybe down the road, they're in your state. This is the one state that they targeted first. They wanted to get in here first. And they say for about a year at least, this is where they're going to be. Now, they're not from here. They're from the Cincinnati area, I believe. But Zen Sports is a name you're going to get used to on this show. You're going to hear me talking about it and what that app supplies and what all you can do. They have some very neat ideas about promotions and things of that nature that we will be running on the show weekly. And I don't need to get too specific about that now, but I'm just teasing it a little bit. Brand new sponsor on the show that begins officially, I believe, Adam, tomorrow, Zen Sports. And go and look up that app if you're in the state of Tennessee. Now, again, let me just say it's state of Tennessee exclusive. That's where they want to be for the moment. So, Zen Sports, brand new to the show. Gator Dave, when we come back down in Jacksonville, bring him up. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still a little bit crowded at times coming past the airport. I-40 westbound there at Donaldson Pike. We did see the flashing lights a few minutes ago on a stalled car 65 northbound just before you get up to Wedgewood. That traffic's building up through Brentwood, Franklin, coming up through Williamson County on 65 northbound. It started to slow in around the Paytonsville Road area again on 840 westbound just before you get over to the 65 interchange. Again, it's still slow there coming out of Paytonsville in that section of Williamson County. Hey, don't miss Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep with the Sharks Family Edition, coming up this weekend. For more info, just Google Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Tennessee needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All new spring deals are here at Lowe's. Start planting your garden this weekend with Bonnie 11.8-ounce vegetables. Buy four for $10. Plus, liven up your patios and decks with fresh blooms. Select 1.5-gallon hanging baskets or two for $16. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 5/17, in-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The Jim Rome Show.
There are still things that are triple U, including people who take pictures and then crop them and use them as their biopics. There's got to be another picture of you. You cannot take a picture with somebody else and then X that person out of the picture, crop them out, and leave yourself in, and then have it all off-centered, or maybe have somebody's claw still on your shoulder, or part of their ear still in the picture.
The Jim Rome Show, weekdays from 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio. Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Get it, Dave. Gators Breakdown. You can hear that on all the various platforms out there. Joins us each and every Tuesday. Dave, good morning to you, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Bill. A little bit of vacation coming up, so just taking it easy this week.
I'm not hearing Gator Dave. Anyways. Dave, hey, are Bill. You there?
You got me, Bill?
Got you now. There you are. Finally heard your voice. Good to have you here, sir. How you doing?
I'm good, Bill. On vacation this week, so taking it easy. Taking it easy.
Yeah, this show, we're mean. We don't even let you get away, do we? We don't even let you go places.
All good. I just took a couple of days off yesterday and today. The vacation really starts tomorrow, so you got me all good.
Gator Dave, Gator's Breakdown with us each and every Tuesday. All right, I've got a mean question. The very first question is a mean one. Are you ready? I mean, this should be nice stuff since you're on vacation, but here it is. Jim and Jupiter's a Florida State fan, so you know the angle. He said if Florida wins five games but loses the Georgia, Tennessee, and Florida State game, does Billy Napier coach in 24?
Bill, he's coaching in 24. Florida goes 1-11. That's just I think that's just where it is right now. In the process, money. I think money would play a part in it too. I think it's the buyout would be like $31.8 million or something like that. They're going to give him at least 3 years. Some of the recruiting how it has went. You know, DJ Lagway coming in. For that that 24 season, even as a true freshman, but you had to hang on to that. Yeah, Bill, he'll hang around for at least 3 years, probably 4 years, given the contract, and maybe his process is going to call for patience, whether we like it or not, Bill. And part of that's his own doing. Part of that's some unfortunate, happenings, and some of it's just the way that he wants to build the program. I'm not saying he's done everything perfect by any means, but I think, his way of building it was going to be a slow process anyway. He didn't do the roster flip like LSU and USC did last year, and we'll determine. I'm not saying that's the right move, but the way he is doing it, we're just going to have to, probably bide our time just to see if it's the right move or not. But Bill, I think the scary thing, kind of going with that scenario and maybe looking at it further, a lot of the times you can tell by year two how it's going to go for a coach. So we definitely got to see some big signs of improvement in Billy Napier's second year.
They're ranked in the class of 24, number 13. That's solid.
Yeah. However, Own Three does their rankings different in 24/7, Bill. I mean, they're top five.
That's right.
In that recruiting service. So, it's a really good start to the class. And I know a lot of some Gator fans are disappointed. No commitments coming out of this big official visit weekend this past weekend, where you had Jeremiah Smith on campus to go along with DJ Lagway. And I think Florida really made some inroads there, Bill, with Jeremiah Smith, if he's ever going to decommit and or flip from Ohio State. I think Florida's putting themselves in position to be that rebound school there for Jeremiah Smith. Jordan Ross is another five-star edge player from the state of Alabama, where Florida, I was talking about this on the podcast yesterday. They've had about one player in a string of years. If you go back to maybe like a Kadarius Toney, a LaMichael Perine, Shamar James, Kelby Collins, where you can point to a big time player from the state of Alabama, or maybe not even a big time player, but one that ends up being a big time player for Florida for a little bit now and been impactful for this team. Jordan Ross. Didn't hear his name a whole lot till about a week and a half ago. And Florida's, I think, really firmly in that for a five-star edge player from the state of Alabama, Bill. But yeah, I mean, a great start to the class of 24, and coming into these official visits last weekend and the next couple of weeks, it's really gonna, I think, it'll show us where Billy Napier's recruiting chops are heading into the season. You're probably looking at, Bill, if you're going to add to this class of 24, maybe before the season starts, adding, six, they are sitting at eight right now, probably adding, up to seven, maybe get to around that 15 number heading into the season. And then we'll have to see, Bill, how much the season results play into maybe finishing this class, and or how much Billy Napier can just kind of sell the vision. But Bill, it gets harder to sell the vision after year one. I mean, that you can sell the vision a little bit without on-field results mattering a whole lot, but each year you get away from year one, results on the field are going to start mattering more and more.
Over to baseball, I've got some questions here. Just Florida playing well in their regional and going to be hosting a Super. We don't have to wait till 9 o'clock this morning Central to find out whether they're hosting or not. And they get South Carolina, a team that they struggled against. I don't think that matters at all today, but all good so far.
Bill, Saturday night, a lot of Gator Nation told me the season was over. They lost to Texas Tech and of course it was going to be difficult, to win three games in a row, but Florida had to go win two on Sunday and then win the deciding game yesterday versus Texas Tech, and didn't play well versus Texas Tech in that first loss. The pitching was there all weekend, Bill. It took a while to get the bats going. Once they got the bats going, then it was just kind of on there for Florida. Of course, you just mentioned playing South Carolina. South Carolina's finally getting healthy at the right time. Ever since they swept Florida, Bill, they kind of just fell apart, a part of that due to injuries a bit. It was certainly an interesting matchup, SEC teams and Florida getting swept when they went to South Carolina. South Carolina now comes to Gainesville, of course. But Bill, one of the biggest storylines coming out of it, BT Rypel yesterday was 0 for 15 with 8 strikeouts in the regional. until he hit two two-run homers yesterday to help Florida in a deciding game. But it was really the pitching, Bill. I mean, they really, really, really showed up. 1.63 ERA, being able to count on a true freshman, Cade Fisher, in the second game versus Texas Tech on Sunday night. But then you had Wyatt Langford, Jack Caglione, BT Riopel with the bats, all kind of make their appearance throughout the regional as well. So it finally came together on that Sunday and Monday, and you hope that's what they can carry. But as you said, Bill, South Carolina didn't have much of an issue in their regional, scoring a ton of runs. They're healthy now, so I think it'll be a pretty good intense matchup with these SEC teams here in Gainesville.
Is there anything in sports more mentally difficult than baseball when your bat's gone bad?
I don't. That's a tough one, Bill. Because also at the same time, when that happens, you can be hitting the ball. You can be making good contact, and that's what Florida was doing.
Right.
But the ballpark played kind of big. The wind was kind of holding some balls up. I mean, Florida probably should have had at least on Saturday probably three more home runs. But just got hung up. Any other day, they probably would have been home runs, and they were making good contact. They just were just not getting the results out of it. And even that plays a part into it when you're doing well, but still can't break out of it. It just was only really a matter of time for Florida. But you're right, Bill. I mean, yeah, at least with having to play so many games in a short amount of time, you were able to work on it and you were able to work your way out of it. But you're right, Bill. Like if this just would have been regular series and you're just playing one game a day, there's no telling how long Florida could have been in that little funk. So you're right, because it is sometimes it's just so mental that it's hard to break out of it. But I do think playing a doubleheader on Sunday, turning right around again on Monday, I think that kind of helped Florida kind of maybe figure out those hitting issues just a little bit.
We were talking about Georgia hired the pitching coach at LSU. Now, he'll stay with LSU until their season is done. But a question on the text line from Craig in North Augusta, South Carolina. He said, what do college baseball coaches make? Well, this is probably not a good indicator. But, Dave, I pulled up a list here just now, and it's mainly SEC coaches, so it's kind of a one-league thing. Tim Corbin is number one at $1.7 million. I think I saw where he makes more than that. That's a private school, too, so I don't know how they got that info. Number two, that says Mike Bianco at Ole Miss, $1.625. Of course, he's got a recent natty. Tony Vitello, three at $1.5 million. Jim Schlossnagel at A&M at $1.4 million. Dave Van Horn at Arkansas, 1.3. Chris Limonis at Mississippi State, 1.25. Jay Johnson at 1.2. Now it says here Sully is number 8 at 1.2. I don't know if I believe Sully. I don't think Sully would put up with that.
Yeah, Bill, and what was it? 2 seasons ago where we were hearing about the whole hot and heavy LSU talk?
Right.
If he would go to LSU and they were making a coaching change. I know he likes what he's set up at Gainesville. Maybe state income tax comes into that just a bit, Bill, too.
That's true.
I don't know. But you're right about, just because of his resume, just take out any other factor, you would expect him to be near the top based on what he's done at Florida and what he continues to do at Florida. If whatever the results could be this year, maybe something gets reworked as far as that, Bill. But I haven't looked at that as far as, where he's at and compared to other SEC programs, especially just the success Florida has had. Just kind of coming out of this regional, it was, it kind of got on blast this week. This is Florida. Florida advanced to the Super Regional for the first time since 2018. And it was their first NCAA regional out of the loser's bracket in 7 attempts in, Kevin O'Sullivan's era. So ever since they won the title, unfortunately, the 2020 season had to be cut short when Florida was looking like the best team in the country. But since winning the title, Bill, they have struggled a bit, but still, consistently one of the best teams in the country. So you hope for a long run this year. But if you were to ask me, Bill, I would have told you he's probably top 5 in the SEC as far as salary goes. That's certainly not the case, it looks like. So I do wonder if that gets restructured a bit coming up.
Now, Georgia's hired Wes Johnson, the pitching coach for Jay Johnson. But I looked it up. It says here Scott Strickland was making $650. Now, this is the University of Georgia, one of the most powerful schools in America, the top football program in America, easily at the moment, with tons of money. Strickland's making $650, which would put him 10th in the SEC. That gives you an idea of their commitment, if that's what he's
doing. Yeah, and also, Bill, you know, look, I grew up in the state of Georgia, too, and it does kind of boggle your mind a bit. There's a lot of high school baseball talent in that state.
Crazy.
And,
yeah.
Right. And also, you know, but also look at the state of Atlanta and or the city of Atlanta and basketball and Georgia not being able to get it done on the hardwood as well. You know, Georgia is a state of plenty of athletes. We know about, you know, the state of Georgia and football players, but it's that way about baseball players and, you know, in some ways about basketball players too, because of the city of Atlanta. So it does make you wonder if it's just a matter of time before Georgia puts it all together off, you know, besides football, just because of the recruiting base that they can have in these other sports. You know, and getting the pitching coach from LSU may be the way to go. You know, that's, you know, Florida did it the same way with O'Sullivan getting pitching coach from Clemson at the time. So maybe it's, you know, Georgia's way of unlocking something. But you certainly can't argue with, you know, the going and getting a pitching coach from LSU with a background and maybe trying to get that way to figure it out there. I saw the video, Bill. I think it was L-Dog who posted it there on Twitter this morning, how emotional LSU was. And their players for what 11 months on the job, it looked like. So certainly found a way to connect to the players there. And, you know, maybe for Florida's sake, they don't need another SEC team to get good in baseball. So but, you know, we'll see. We'll see where it goes.
So South Carolina's got to go down there. Now, when they played in the regular season, South Carolina swept them, right? But again, that I don't think that has anything to do with Friday, Saturday, et cetera.
Yeah, right. Bill, I don't think so either. Teams are much different. But as I said, since that South Carolina was really banged up. So you know, we'll see what that means. And they were able to flip a switch. We're putting those pieces back into the lineup there in Columbia for that regional. But you know, if Florida's on their game, Bill, they should be in Omaha the week after.
Dave, I guess last time we talked, they had not finalized the 2024 football schedule. We know it's 8 games. It's a 1-7 format. It's a one-year deal, basically, which I still think they're going to 9 the next year. They've got to pound out disagreements when it comes to your three permanent opponents. But your thoughts there? We got about a minute and a half.
Okay. At least it's only for 1 year, Bill. I mean, yeah. I'll give them some leeway there. I understand there is a lot to figure out. I think they still can do it. They said they're going to keep the secondary rivalries as well. So, you know, for Florida, that probably means I would assume Tennessee. I think that gives Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee for 24. And I think if you look at it from Tennessee's perspective, it'll probably be Alabama and Florida. I think that's pretty easy to figure out if you're going to keep a main rival and a secondary rival. I think for Florida and Tennessee, I think it sets up pretty clear for those programs. So I think that's how it would work out for those schools. And, you know, for Florida, Bill, you know, they already for 2024, they already had UCF on the schedule, Miami on the schedule, of course, Florida State as well. So maybe not going to 9 conference games, a little bit of a breather for Florida in 2024 in Billy Napier's third year. So, but yeah, hopefully, well, I think it's June 14th, Bill, next Wednesday. I think they're going to announce who you play, not when you play, but who you play. So we'll get our answer pretty soon. But I'm okay if it's only 1 year and they keep a lot of these important games that we look forward to every year.
Dave, tell everybody how they can get your content.
Yeah, Bill, everybody can get Gators Breakdown, YouTube version, video version there, big recap of the big recruiting weekend this past weekend. Looking forward to this weekend as well for the Gators and all those visits coming up. And you find it on your favorite podcast platform as well.
All right, man. Have a good vacation.
Thanks, Bill.
Gator Dave, each and every Tuesday. Griff, about 45 minutes out. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning in Williamson County. It's still running slow from a possible wreck on 840 westbound just before you get to I-65 there in Paintonsville. Traffic's increasing even more out of Rutherford County on 24 west up through the Hickory Hollow area. It's crowded over here by the airport on 40 westbound at Donaldson Pike. Behind it, you got that traffic being pushed in from Wilson County. Hey, Nash Painting, they service all of Middle Tennessee. As a matter of fact, they're number one in residential and commercial painters. Check them out online today at nashpainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hello, this is Philip Cox from Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. Are you looking for new and exciting things to do with the family during the spring and summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free, a summer pass starting in May where kids 15 and under receive two free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join the fun as well. Visit any of the five local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Murfreesboro, Donelson, Hermitage, and Tusculum to register or just visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Time now for the WNSR Braves broadcast schedule update. Brought to you by Klein Preston Law Group.
Live from Truist Park this Tuesday, the Mets come to town to battle the Atlanta Braves for a three-game homestand. The New York Mets are currently in third place in the NL East. Coverage begins at 6:05.
Swung on a fly ball to deep right. That's carrying back there to the wall. Grand slam!
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Topwater assassin over in South Carolina. Bill, if you can make that much money coaching college baseball, why would you ever want to coach Major League? It's a much shorter season. I mean, I don't know. It just depends on your preference. I could not survive a Major League Baseball season. It would bore me to death. And I mean literally. I couldn't do it. I could not survive it. So if I had a choice, and I know Major League pays a lot more, but the lifestyle of a college coach would be my preference. Now, again, you say, well, Bill, but you've got to go out and recruit. You got to go to all these travel game tournaments, go find players. I mean, it's not all glamour either. No. You've got the transfer portal. You've got 11.7 scholarships, which is totally ridiculous that they limit them to that few scholarships. Very tight limitations and restrictions about the coaches that you can have on staff that have loosened up a little bit in the last year, but still very oppressive. So there's pros and cons to it. Major League Baseball depends on the organization now, but you get paid a lot. The GM and those folks do the personnel picking for the most part, right? But me personally, I could not survive. I pro sports bores me to death. I couldn't fake being happy doing it. I couldn't do it. Also says, to me, Florida playing 8 conference games plus Florida State and Miami is much more interesting than 9 conference games. Well, yeah, but I think they're going to 9. Also here on the text line, if the SEC goes to 9, do you think Georgia, Auburn, and A&M will still play Clemson going forward? That's a good question. That's a very good question. I don't know what the calculation is there right now. I'm not sure. That's what they're trying to work through right now. Working through all these schedules. No Kev up in Chicago. Has there ever been a college baseball coach to get a pro head coaching job? Meaning, college coach gets called to be a Major League Baseball coach. Not that I know of. Now, again, here's what I think he's saying. You're currently at a college, you're the head guy, and Major League Baseball hires you on the highest level, not their minor league, all the way to the Major League team, gives you the job. You're now the manager for the, I'm just going to say, Dodgers. I would say not in modern times. Maybe back in the day. Now, if the criteria is a guy who had been on a college staff or was once a college head coach and then started working his way up through the major league system, I'm sure that's happened a lot. But some dude like a college coach getting hired to leave the college to take an NFL job, right? That you see some. You don't see a lot, but you see it happen. Has that happened in baseball? Not in modern times that I know of. Now, again, that is not my planetary system. But I can't think of one offhand. Now, if you want to go back to the 50s or something, I'm sure it happened. Yeah, I'm sure it happened at some point. All right, I've been sent some footage of Sammy Brown here. Bill, Sammy Brown, and it's a video of his accomplishments. He's a running back. Now, he's going to be a linebacker, but he's a running back who's got 3,600 yards rushing and 32 touchdowns in his time. This is a video of him going 99 yards on a run, and he's 6'2", 230. Now he's bench pressing 345 for 5. The only thing I don't like about that is butt was coming up off the bench press, but you're not allowed to do. That's not a real bench press, even though he is very strong. Says he runs a 10-600 meters. He's a 2-time state champion in wrestling. And he's also a pro bass fisher. Now, this is a video of him. This is the linebacker they got out of Georgia. Top-ranked player in Georgia, Clemson got. No, Georgia's not going to hold a press conference today announcing they've de-emphasized football. That's not happening, y'all. Georgia, I'm going to make a prediction that only I am capable of making. You have to have my expertise. You ready? Only when you have multiple PhDs like I have can you be this wise. I'm going to make a prediction. Georgia will be just fine in football. There's my bold, stepping way out prediction there. I know it takes guts to be that opinionated, right? Not everybody has the guts to say what I just said. Hawkeye Jason said, I know you've talked about the ticker coin in the past. Are you currently holding put options? I don't have any. No. Yeah, I don't have any coin. I have been looking at, to me, the ticker that is most interesting at the moment is NVIDIA. I think that one's got a chance to go someday over 1,000 and beyond. It's at, what is it at right now? It's at 3. Let me pull it up. You'd think I know this. It's at 389, 390. I think that one has a forever to go. Now, I don't buy the common stock much anymore. It's the options, but to me, that's the most fun one right now. Also, I never forget Tesla. I'm always looking at Tesla. There's several out there, but those are the two that are, to me, I like looking at them more than any of the others. Those are my two favorite supermodels, NVIDIA and Tesla. All right, we'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. In the clearing stages of that crash in Williamson County, it's on 840 westbound. Before you get to I-65 in the Paytonsville area, that's been slow now for at least 30, 45 minutes. Keep that in mind, especially coming over from Rutherford County through that section of Williamson on 840 westbound. It's pretty slow as you approach Paytonsville. Traffic's still busy, but it's moving down 65 through Millersville as you work your way down from the north. Hey, it's time to call Crest Pest Control. These guys do other things besides pest control. Check out a list of their services at crestpestcontrol.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
All new spring deals are here at Lowe's. Start planting your garden this weekend with Bonnie 11.8-ounce vegetables. Buy four for $10. Plus, liven up your patios and decks with fresh blooms. Select 1.5-gallon hanging baskets or two for $16. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 5/17, in-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Today is the day. Today is the day you empty your garage and closets of your old tech. Today is the day you hang up on that dial-up modem. Today is the day you tell that old GPS to get lost. Because while Staples recycles old tech for free each and every day, today, during Staples' free tech take-back, rewards members get $10 in Staples rewards when they recycle their tech. Cut the cord on your old tech and recycle it at Staples. N617, limit one reward per month. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Staples has everything your business needs all in one place. Shipping supplies and services so you can fill orders from all over in one stop. Plus, professional print and marketing services at your fingertips. And now, during Staples Small Business Deal Days, when rewards members spend $100 or more, they get $20 back in rewards plus another $10 back with the Staples Connect app. And you'll find new deals in store every week on tech, chairs, and shipping supplies. Get everything for your business for less at Staples. Rewards offer ends 5/27. Limit one. Redeemable in-store only.
Sports fans, listen to Youth Connect on Monday nights at 6 and hear me, Seagull Boys basketball coach Matt Rigsby and Darren McFarlane.
Hey, listen to Youth Connect on Monday nights from 6 until 7 o'clock as we highlight high-level trainers, coaches, and players in and around Middle Tennessee. Give us a call at 615-844-5600. We live video stream all of our shows on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch.
And hear me, Seagull Boys basketball coach Matt Rigsby.
And hear me, Darren McFarlane, live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
This is interesting. Top Water Assassin wanted to know, has a college baseball coach, the head coach, ever been hired straight to being the manager of a major league team? And I said, not that I know of, at least not in modern times. Now, Stephen down in Athens said, Bill, Nebraska coach Darren Erstad interviewed with the Dodgers after the 15th season. He later removed his name from consideration. No college coach has been hired as a big league manager since the Yankees plucked Dick Houser, Florida State, who had previously been a Yankees coach, out of Florida State after the 79 season. There's you a connection. And he had a Yankees connection, was back at Florida State, and then got hired. How about that? But that is incredibly, incredibly rare. I mean, you don't hear about that. You don't hear about that much at all. Coming up, Griff in hour three, about 20 minutes in, will join us from the AJC's Dog Nation. We'll talk Georgia with him. Jim at Jupiter. Dick Houser was the head guy at Florida State, Bill, then became major league manager and won the World Series. I don't know if he went straight from Florida State to the Royals, though. But the Royals are the Yankees. I know what you mean. That's why they call it Dick Houser Field down there, right? That is true. Yeah, that is true. So there is a Florida State connection there. No fan in the 863, which is down in Florida. Bill, in your professional opinion, are there schools that you just can't win an Natty at? Jimbo won in his third year at Florida State, B-worded the whole time about not having what he needed. At A&M, he's got everything and recruits fantastic, but declines in production. Oh, I've talked about it many times here on the show. Most every school is a school that you can't win a national championship at. And I mean the mainstream sports. Okay, I'm talking about football, basketball, baseball. Most every school that orders uniforms, right, orders cleats for the baseball team, orders helmets and shoulder pads for the football team, basketball, most every school that competes in those sports cannot win a national championship. Almost all of them. I've talked about that for decades here. Now, no fan, you might not have heard me talking about it, but almost every school. Now, again, can you guarantee that none of these schools will win a national championship in the next 50 years in football, basketball, baseball? Obviously, things can change. Maybe you hire a fantastic coach who does fantastic things. All of that's possible, but most every school that, let's just start with football, that orders shoulder pads, cleats, your thigh pads, your mouthpieces, everything, can't win a national championship. Same in basketball, same in baseball. Now, baseball, yeah, crazy things can happen. We know Coastal Carolina can win a national championship. They did it not long ago. That's possible. You couldn't do that in football. It's possible. Yeah, and in baseball, in this tournament, we've got 16 teams left. There's probably several teams that could win it all, right? If you had 16 teams in a football tournament, which we're going to have 12 here soon, there won't be 10 of those that could win it all. That ain't that world. It just didn't. So in football, it's worse than any of them. Almost every school that's about to line up and play college football here in a couple of months cannot win a national championship this season coming up, or almost any other season. Now, Florida State's been down. We know you can win a national championship there, right? They've been down. Florida is down. We know you can win one there. Florida is significantly down right now. But it depends on your leadership and all of that. Depends on many, many, a myriad of things. But people don't want to say that because the media thinks it's sexier when you give everybody a chance. Well, you can lie to everybody and say everybody's got a chance, but it's not the truth. The truth is, out of the 130, is it 130 or 131? D1 teams that play college football, right now there's about two to three to maybe, if you really want to stretch it, there's about four out of that 130 that could win it this year coming up. And in most years, heck, it's gotten chalkier. It's tightened up. I don't even know if some of these years lately, I can't even come up with a chalky five. Who would you go with? Well, if we had a chalky five right now, I would go with Georgia. I'd go with, let's just stay in the SEC, Alabama. And this is not ranking them in any order. I'd go with Ohio State, Michigan. Is that it? I mean, who else would you put in there? Can't put Oklahoma in there right now. Can't put Southern Cal in there. Now, Southern Cal might get up there close to it, but can't do it yet. I can't get past four right now. All right, Griff coming up in about 20 minutes. Happy Tuesday, y'all. Yeah, Zen Sports. You'll hear me talking a lot about it starting tomorrow. Z-E-N, Zen Sports. Omni Nashville Hotel.